Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. The return filing season is in full swing with the extended due date, December 31st, just 2 months away. This year, the most important change in the income tax return forms for individuals pertains to the new alternative tax regime that was introduced in Budget 2020. It offers liberalized tax slabs and rates, but offers minimal tax benefits compared to the old system. This is the first assessment year when the new tax regime will come into force. To understand what this means for those who have chosen this regime and will be filing their returns now, we have with us today Vaibhav Sankla, Principal, Billion Base Camp Family Office. Hi Vaibhav, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Billy.
So Vaibhav, it is the tax return filing season and this is the first time that the changes related to the new tax regime will be reflected in the income tax return form. So how different do you think will be the return filing process for those who have chosen this regime in financial year 2020-21?
Those who want to opt for the new regime, all they have to do is they have to select the option to file their return under section 115 BAC. So when you e-file it online or when you are preparing your return online, you will see a checkbox. You have to check that box for opting under the new regime, which is technically written as I'm opting to pay taxes as per the provisions of section 115 BAC.
Okay. Could you also elaborate on the conditions for switching to and out of this new regime for salaried as well as non-salaried taxpayers? I mean, if they have chosen old regime earlier and now they wish to switch to the new regime and vice versa, then what are the conditions applicable?
Sure. Excellent question. So, let's first talk about salaried individuals.
Right.
Or technically, I would say let's first talk about those individuals who do not have income in the nature of business or profession, all right?
Okay.
So, even if you are speaking of a salaried individual and let's say you are a pensioner, for example, or a retired person who doesn't have business income, you are in that category, you know, individuals not having business or profession, all right, including salaried individuals. For especially salaried individuals within that group, if they have selected a particular regime for their payroll declaration, based on which the company has prepared, their employer has prepared their Form 16. They always have to make a switch from what they opted for their Form 16 purposes or the employer TDS purposes versus what they can do in the tax return. So they always have a choice to make the change while filing the tax return, depending on what works more beneficial for them. On the other hand, those who have income in the nature of business or profession, once they opt for the new regime, one, what they have to do is they have to file a form called 10IE along with their income tax return.
Okay.
Now, once a person having income in the nature of business or profession, he has opted for the new regime, if at he can always revoke it later. So let's say for the financial year which ended on 31st March 2021, let's say someone is a doctor and he opted for the new regime and he files his returns accordingly and he also files Form 10-I. Now, next year or any subsequent year, he can move back to the old regime. However, the catch is that once he moves back to the old regime, he can never ever opt for the new regime.
All right. It's a one-time window available for those who earn their income from business or profession.
In a way, two times, because until last year, you know, there was only one regime, like until the financial year 1920. So now, from the old, they can go to new ones. And from new, if they move back to old, then there is no going back to new regime.
All right. Now, suppose it is possible that some salaried employees would have opted for the old tax regime while submitting their investment declaration to their employers. But at the time of filing their returns, as you mentioned, they now may want to switch to the new regime. So what is the process that they need to follow?
As I said, all what they have to do is they have to select the option of 115 BAC. And as you know, once you are under the new regime, you cannot claim a lot of tax benefits.
Correct.
So typically, you know, our calculation is if your income is more than 15 lakh rupees a year, then the break-even point is 2.5 lakh rupees of deduction for the year. So right. If your incremental deduction as per the new regime are more than 2.5 lakh rupees, then you are better off with the old regime. If your deductions are less than 2.5 lakh rupees, then you are better off with the new regime. This is for salaried individuals.
Right.
Another point is for salaried individuals, unlike the restrictions we have for those having their own business or their own profession, the salaried individuals can always, literally every year, can change their option, right?
Right.
So that is another benefit. Another important point I would say for maybe not just salaried individuals, but even others also, that if those who are at a cutoff point, as you know, we have multiple, cutoff points for different surcharge rates, 50
right.
lakhs, 1 crore, 2 crore, and then 5 crores. So anyone who is, you know, just marginally ahead of that cutoff point, let's say someone with a salary income, let's say total taxable income of 1.1 crore. Now, if he opts for the new regime, he doesn't get that deduction, so his income stays at 1.01, and he pays taxes accordingly. Now, if that person actually goes for the old regime, he will be able to save his taxes quite significantly because, you know, the tax on that incremental 1 lakh rupees over 1 crore is more than 1 lakh rupees. So, mm-hmm. you know, there is significant tax saving. So, those who are very close to the cutoff point of the different surcharge rates, they should properly evaluate whether it makes sense for them to actually opt for the old regime and claim their additional deductions.
All right. And because this is a new system, any particular mistakes that you've seen people who have opted for this new regime make this year while filing return? Anything in particular,
yeah.
any peculiar mistake that they might have made this year?
Sure. I think most important is, I would say, if you have opted for NPS plan with your employer, where employer typically contributes 10% of your basic salary, you know, towards NPS, your NPS account. One has to remember that even if you opt for the new regime, you are still eligible to claim that deduction. So while other deductions under Chapter 6A are not available, most of the other deductions under Chapter 6A, like ATC, ATD, ATE, you know, like
right.
on investments, health, Mediclaim, interest on education loan and so on. But employer's contribution to NPS, the deduction is covered under Section 80CCD, subsection 2. So that is available even under the new regime. So one has to keep in mind this factor. And the other is always make a quick calculation, you know, what are your total additional deductions or exemptions, like, you know, LTA, standard deduction, HRA, you know, these are the really common ones. Then housing loan interest on self-occupied property.
Right.
And your Chapter 6 reductions other than the one which we just spoke about. And
right.
if the total is more than 2.5 lakh rupees, then generally you are better off with the old regime. Otherwise, it's new regime for you. Another thing, for salaried individuals, the decision is easier because they don't have to think about the future, right?
Correct.
As you know, they can keep on changing their option literally every
right,
year.
Right.
But for those who are in business, they have to not just think about a very tiny or small benefit this year, but they have to think about, you know, how it can impact them in future. So my recommendation to those who are having income from their business or profession is think twice before switching to the new regime, especially when the incremental tax benefit is minimal, because then you have only one change to make in your lifetime, really. So make the switch only if you are very confident and when the amount, the benefit now is significant.
All right, Vaibhav, thanks a lot for all the insights. I'm sure our listeners will find them extremely useful. Thanks a lot for taking time out and being on our show.
Thank you, Preeti.
With that, it's a wrap of this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.